The title of today's sermon, Hope. Next year, things will be different. I want to share with you the story of the Joneses family Christmas for a moment. Mr. and Mrs. Jones celebrated Christmas in many wonderful ways with their family each and every year. That celebration, in a very real way, began on Thanksgiving Day when they got together and with family that they hadn't seen in quite some time. The table was often full, and they had to go out and borrow chairs and tables and bring them in just to fit everybody there in the kitchen. People brought wonderful foods. They ate too much, groaned and moaned when the end of the day came around, went to bed exhausted that night and rose up very early the next morning because they knew that the race was on. They knew it was time to get out there and to get some of that shopping done. They knew that some of the best bargains of the season would be found on Black Friday. They knew that some of the most popular gifts would be gone that day if they weren't there to get them. So the hunt began. And like treasure hunters, they went out to find that perfect popular gift for their children. Some of those perfect popular gifts being the ones their children longed for. Some of those perfect popular gifts being the ones that everyone else was longing for, and they didn't want their children to feel left out later in the year. If that day would come to an end, they'd slide into bed exhausted and weary, only to rise up the next morning, to race out to the garage, to move away all the things left over from Thanksgiving, and to look for those Christmas decorations that needed to be put up outside. It was a brisk and cold day. They spent it outside, getting everything up, getting it just right so they wouldn't have to put the lights up in the snow or the sleet or the freezing rain in the weeks that lie ahead. And Sunday morning they raced to church, slid into the pew, hardly able to keep their eyes open as they sit there listening to the message, beginning to think about the hope that comes with Christmas season. On Monday morning, they both raced off to work. It was busy days at work because it's the last month of the year. There's a lot of things that need to be finished up. There's a lot of things that need to be put in place. There's a lot of I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed. Some that have to be done in December and some that have just been put off because there was no other time the rest of the year. Tired and weary, they came home, shared dinner with the family, and jumped into bed. And that cycle went on throughout the work week. On Friday night, they rose and they rushed home from work. They grabbed something quick to eat on the run. They raced off to enjoy the town lighting of the Christmas tree. They enjoyed that time of watching the lights come on, watching hope come alive with friends and neighbors, singing songs and celebrating the new season. And on Saturday morning, they raced off shopping again to get those gifts that had been forgotten, to find those things that couldn't be found, to find those gifts that had just been brought to the forefront by all the commercials that were filling the airwaves every day. On Saturday night would be the first of many family parties. They'd enjoy that time, but it would be a difficult time to just enjoy friends because there was so much that needed to be done. There were so many dishes that needed to be made and to brought and to be shared with others. There were games that needed to be put together. There were gag gifts that needed to be wrapped. And again, on Sunday morning, they slid into those pews, tired and weary once again. This time to hear about that gift of peace that Christ brings into our life each and every day, but yet wondering why it felt so far away and hard to grab onto. Again, that work week raced by once again. And the company work parties began on Friday night, and so there was all the things that came with sharing that time with co-workers, followed by another quick day of shopping and another mad dash off to church. Just enough time to get by and to hear a word about joy, to remember what joy looks like, to sing about what joy ought to sound like, and wonder why they felt so dry deep down inside. And then that next week would be filled with a lot more shopping. Because each and every day it was looking for those perfect gifts that needed to be kept in the closet. You know those gifts that you rush out and you pick up so that you have them there when somebody stops by with a gift
And you don't want to feel bad for not having one to give back in return. And another busy weekend with family and friends and trying to get out there and spend time with in-laws and outlaws that wouldn't be able to come together on Christmas Day. And once again, racing off to church to hear about the love of Christ. The love of Christ that should be that's at the very foundation of who we are, but often gets lost this time of year in all the busyness that surrounds us. And then they would race through another week of those last minute details, getting gifts wrapped, getting the things ready for Christmas dinners, and a race into Christmas Eve with their minds filled with all the gifts that still needed to be wrapped, all the dishes that still needed to be finished up, and the thought of all the dishes that would need to be done after dinner the next day, only to rush home and to finish up the last minute wrapping, the last minute cooking. To rise up the next morning just wanting to spend time with the kids in front of the tree, listening to that Christmas music that does bring a smile to our face in so many ways this time of year, only to know that they needed to get into the kitchen to get everything done. And then on Christmas night, that deep, deep sigh of relief as they slipped into bed, knowing that they could sleep a few minutes late the next day, but not too late, because there'd be a whole new round of sales that would begin that day after Christmas. And as they would make their way from store to store, they would look each other in the eye, and Mr. and Mrs. Jones would agree, "We're never going to do this again. Things will be different next year." Does that sound like Christmas to you? Is that something you've experienced? Is that something that you were afraid that we're standing on the doorstep here today? Looking back, saying, "I want Christmas to be different this year." What a great and wonderful sign of hope that we stand on the threshold stepping into the Advent season, and that God has given us all the same number of hours, the same number of days, even the same number of minutes. That we will be able to prepare our hearts to celebrate a gift of Christmas that doesn't come once a year, but comes alive each and every day of our life. But yet this is a time of year when we ought to really make space for God to come in there and to get deep down into our very being and to stir up that faith and to stir up that hope that He so freely gives. To let it come alive in some fresh, new way. As you think about the race that lies ahead, what will it look like for you? Maybe it isn't the season of busyness for you anymore. Maybe that's a changing season and you even miss that season of busyness. Maybe it's a season that you're afraid is going to be filled with memories of those who have died and gone before us. It's a season that you don't want to come again like last year that was filled with some kind of loneliness. Maybe you dread the fact that it'll be the same as next year, where you'll be looking for that phone call from somebody who's just too busy to make it. What opportunities lie ahead for you? Today is a day that God gives us with an invitation to look into our hearts and to think about how we're going to spend our time. How we're going to make it different. Because in the Bible, from beginning to end, makes it clear that we're created to be co-workers with God. And while God extends the invitation to look deep into our hearts and to celebrate the gifts that He gives us each and every day in rich and wonderful ways, we have to be the ones who say yes. God's a gentleman who doesn't just force us to do things, who doesn't lead us like puppets on a string. God is the one who invites us and who calls us and woos us and entices us to come and to live in those deeper and wonderful ways that we've been created to do that. I know Robin has pointed out, she pointed out the Advent calendars. They're filled with a different reading for each and every day. Maybe it's a time where you can just set aside a couple of minutes a day to look at what that scripture is each day and to take a moment to pause and to think about what that means in your life.
For some, Advent might be a time to open up those Christmas stories as they come alive in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. As our Bibles point us back to the prophets and how it ties to the words that had been spoken for thousands of years before Christ would be born to remember His birth. Maybe it's a time to step out in faith and come to Bible study, to connect with people in some new way. We were reminded today that hope comes alive through community. None of us were created to live or to grow in a bubble. So what are some of the new ways that God might be inviting you to spend time with some friend or some family member that you haven't been able to do that in the past? For many, journaling can be a way of moving deeper into our prayer life. Writing down those things that are going on in our life, sharing with God what's on our heart. Maybe journaling is something that's brought a richness to your life in other seasons. This could be a season to bring it back. Maybe the thought of journaling is just too overwhelming. You'd love to get back to it, but there's just not enough time. But that's okay, because God meets us where we're at. So put up a magnetic notepad on the refrigerator and put down a couple of those aha moments where you see God at work in your life or in the life of somebody around you. It's a way to celebrate and to give thanks. I discovered a new way of journaling just the other night. As I was getting ready to go out, to go down and to help Allie, my daughter, move into an apartment for the first time near campus, and knowing her fears, knowing her anxiousness, knowing my fears and my anxiousness that come with that kind of season of change, I took a moment and wrote her a letter and realized that I was journaling in a way that I could share my hopes and dreams for her and tell her how proud I was. And so I shared with her that letter. So who are some of the people that you haven't had time to share with what's on your heart? And maybe you won't have time to stop by this season, or maybe they're too busy for you to stop by. But you can write down a note and tuck it into the Christmas card, telling them just how you feel. Who is it that you need to reach out to and invite them out to coffee or for breakfast? Setting aside an opportunity to go shopping, trading it for an opportunity to build a relationship with somebody in a deeper way. Each and every one of us is a different person. God has created each one of us with different talents. God has given each one of us different ways to share our lives with others and different ways that we hear from God. But God has all given us the gift of this season. That's where the playing field's level. It's a free gift to all of us. And it comes with an invitation to look deep into our hearts and our lives, and to look at the choices that we make every day, and to live those choices out in a new way. So I pray that God would be with each and every one of us in a special way, opening up our hearts and our minds to the invitation that He's offering each one of us to grow in that new way, to experience hope in a new way, to share hope in some new and wonderful way. Let's just take a moment to quietly give thanks to God, who is a God of invitations that come in so many different ways. Lord, we give You thanks for this time to look into our hearts, and for this season to look into our hearts, to celebrate Your hope, to celebrate Your love, to celebrate Your life in so many new and wonderful ways. Guide us and lead us in ways that only You can do, as we ask it all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.